Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We have this debate with David a lot. Like, we say, David, you'll figure it out as you get older, but David's 25 and he thinks he's got it figured out.
I'm a man.
Like all of us did at 25.
I'm a man.
And if you're 25 now, you think, I got it figured out.
Yeah.
And if you're 40 or 41, like Kelly and I, we're like, okay, we didn't know anything at 25.
Mm-hmm.
So David is very much on the other end. He knows it all.
Yeah.
They say the average person, though, doesn't think they're grown up until they're 33.
Really?
That's the age when they kind of feel like they're an adult. And as I look back on my life, that was kind of like, I guess, Kai's first year and stuff like that. Maybe going into the next house phase.
Yeah.
The bigger house.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably when I felt like, okay, I'm a big boy now. I'm an adult.
Right. I have a car payment.
Wait, you just said big boy.
I'm a big boy now.
I'm a big kid now.
Thank you, Jeffrey. the giraffe. But you know what I'm saying? Like, how was that age for you? 32. Big age, like, oh, like I finally figured it out.
No, I don't think that I had it figured out then.
Even then?
Mm-mm.
Okay, here's signs you're still an adult child, okay? Let's rake these on David.
Okay.
Okay? And David, you can't chime in. Kelly gets to chime in first.
What the heck? Okay.
If you binge watch an entire season of TV shows in a weekend, you're still an adult child. What do you think? David, yes or no? He would do that, right?
Yes. For sure.
This one's going to make me mad. Going out to get a tattoo.
Oh!
Adult child.
How about that? I don't have one.
David didn't have one.
How many do you have?
A few.
Uh-huh.
I still want more. I'm fine to be an adult child on that.
Yeah.
They say if you're in a group text chat with your friends, that's kind of childish.
I'm in a couple of those.
But I do that too.
Yeah, we have one as a show, mm-hmm. but I think that's different. If you're still using the selfie filters in Snapchat, you might be an adult child.
Yeah, I don't do that.
What are you doing?
He's pointing somewhere.
Who are you pointing at?
Nobody.
If you're buying a pair of limited edition sneakers, it's kind of a sign you're an adult child. No comment on your husband.
Nope. Not going to say anything.
I've never done that.
Have you not?
Nope.
See, I haven't either. Okay, if you're watching reality TV and voting, you're still an adult child.
Gosh, oh. I haven't voted in a long time. Like, I think I voted like the first American Idol, and that's it.
I think I voted for Carrie Underwood. And I think I voted for Baber when he was on.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Voice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
forgot about
that's
Barrett.
Different.
It's different, though.
That's different.
If you go to music festivals, you're considered an adult child.
I feel like I'm like the youngest adult right now because I've never done any of this stuff.
If you have a funny phone case, hold up your phones.
I used to.
No. All of us have normal phones. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to pop music, they say that maybe you're an adult child.
Jeez, dude.
This kind of makes me feel like you and I are an adult child, and this has nothing to do with David.
It's weird, right? Because here's my song.
I don't dance now. I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance. I make money move.
I like Cardi B. Does that make me an adult child?
I think so.
I think so.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think I might be okay with it.
I think I'm more of an adult than y'all are.
Maybe, according to this. You listen to Drake?
A little bit.
I like this too. Kelly, we're children, aren't we?
We are.
I did see some Drake concert dates, and y'all picture this. Tell me how funny this would be. If we sent David to a Drake concert by himself.
As a correspondent.
Yes.
By myself?
Why would that be funny to me? I had this vision this morning of him walking into a venue at a rap concert.
I don't know what to do in a rap concert.
That's what would be so funny about it. If we sent somebody to document your trip, I think that would be so funny.
Yeah.
You think so? He's going to be like in Nashville. He's going to play Kansas City or St. Louis.
I'll do that. That'd be an awesome experience.
And we get to pick out his wardrobe before he goes.
Oh, no.
Oh, I like that idea.
I don't know about this now.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Yep.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Tuesday, June the 12th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Tripp Eldridge, who is 1 year old today.
Happy birthday. So,
happy birthday, Mommy, Daddy, and Sissy. Love you to the moon and back. Matt Gregg of Jonesboro, working for Jonesboro Animal Control. He celebrates today.
Happy birthday.
The snake charmer. That's what Kelly put down here.
Oh,
Kelly, that's awful. He got bit by a snake. Why did you, David, look?
I did not.
Jeez.
Brian Riles of Paragould celebrates today. Alan Heron from Manila. Misty L. Decker of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Jeannie Travis of Jonesboro celebrates. Stephanie Martin of Jonesboro. Teresa Morgan from Jonesboro celebrates today. And John Krause from Wynn, happy birthday. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Kendra Wilkinson is 33 years old today. She kind of started out as one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends on the Girls Next Door. Then she married Hank Basket, and now she is getting a divorce as of April.
Trisket a Trasket, she married
Hank Basket.
Come on.
Right. Is it still true that you've been in contact with her and kind of helping her out during this time?
Hush.
That's what I've heard.
You were a big three, what was that? Show. We'll say something else.
Go ahead. Mm-mm. Nope. Tell us.
The Girls Next Door. Yeah, I remember you were a big fan of that.
Still a big fan.
No, I was saying he was a big fan.
Yeah, he was.
Y'all just leave me alone on it. If my wife is listening, she's going to send me the eye roll emoji.
Well, you just sent me a text that said my wife isn't listening until 10 or something like that.
I did not.
She doesn't wake up till then.
Okay, I'm done.
Anyway,
with
another big girl that Brandon likes, Adriana Lima is 37. The Brazilian Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that either there, David.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd turns 41.
All right, that was, he had a big song, right? That song, Blue on Black, remember that?
Yeah.
It's like a rock station staple. Kenny Wayne Shepherd celebrating a birthday today.
All right, I'm going to mess this one up. Jason Mewis is 44.
Mewis? I would think it's probably Mews.
Jason Mewis is 44.
Or Mewis.
Jason Mewis, 44. Jay from Jay and Silent Bob.
Thank you very much. I wish you were silent.
Brandon Kelly and Silent
Bob. Meredith Brooks is 60.
Oh, how about that? Oh, hang on.
Hey.
David, name anybody you know who can relate to this song.
Ding, 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 ding.
She finished before I could.
I mean,
George Bush is 94 years old today. And
here's a first.
Chris Young is 33.
We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer.
Stop making me laugh.
I'm coming over.
Happy birthday to Chris Young, who celebrates today.
All I can think about is getting you home.
That's a good one, too, right? How about this one?
No, I'm not hungover, it's true, but I'm still not over you. All messed up, all strung out, I was sitting at home, breaking time out.
Chris Young celebrates his birthday today. He's 33.
We used to be the life of the party. We used to be the ones that they wish they were. But now it's like they don't know.
Well, let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Brian Riles, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Claudia Raffo will be on the show with us right around 7:45 this morning. So we're looking forward to chatting with her and seeing what's up at Miss Arkansas.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Jason Aldean has been bringing his six-month-old Memphis on the road with him. And basically he is saying that it's making him clean up his act. Because he said he was looking around his bus and he sees baby bottles, formula, diapers. And he thought, wow, these aren't the bottles that I'm used to. And so life has changed for him over the years, but he says it's awesome and he loves it. And he says he thinks it's going to be fun to watch Memphis grow up around that kind of stuff and kind of get to live that life a little bit. And even though he's little, he wants him to have memories of all of that stuff. So pretty
cool.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine you get to grow up hanging out with your dad on tour.
Memphis could write a good little book one day.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, Keith Urban kicks off his Graffiti U World Tour in just 3 days.
Oh, wow.
In St. Louis, Missouri on June 15th. And he just revealed a video to us, kind of taking us behind the scenes, the rehearsal, and what everything is going to be looking like as we kind of kick off this tour. He has a lot of new things for us, a lot of great things that are coming up in this tour, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I can only imagine what Keith and Kelsey will be doing on the road.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I love the new Keith Urban song.
There's a place that I know, they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like.
He puts his music out at the perfect time for my life. You're like, this is perfect early summer music.
Yeah.
Remember last year it was like Ripcord right around the same time?
Yeah.
So anyway, Keith Urban. And that video is up right
Yep.
now.
You can check it out at the BBITN blog at KFIN.com.
Also, congratulations goes out to Dierks Bentley, one of our favorite people that we've ever had the chance to meet and hang out with. Dierks Bentley has scored his 17th number one Billboard single with Woman Amen.
Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am.
17 number ones. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
One of our friends is on the phone this morning who just so happens to be competing at Miss Arkansas. Claudia Raffo, good morning.
Good morning. Hello. How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing all right.
Good.
So we have Miss Historic Batesville on the phone this morning who has already been awake and doing stuff this morning. Am I right?
Oh, yes. This morning was an early one. I got up around 4:45. We had a few media interviews for the Marketplace interview scholarships, and then we started rehearsal around 7, and I actually just walked off the stage to get to talk to y'all.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So what are you rehearsing this morning?
We are right now in the middle of rehearsing our opening number, and then we'll walk through our finale. And then all the girls who get to do talent tonight will get a chance to run through their talent.
Oh, so do you actually get to do that tonight?
I don't get to do talent tonight. Tonight is my swimsuit night.
Gotcha. Oh, my gosh. So
yes.
What's more nerve-wracking, the swimsuit or the talent?
Probably swimsuit, just because I've been dancing ever since I was 6. So I kind of know how to channel those nerves and make them not scary nerves, but more excited nerves.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm really excited to do my dance on Thursday. My order of competition actually is swimsuit tonight, and then tomorrow I will be competing in on-stage question and evening gown, and then Thursday will be my talent night.
Oh, my goodness. Did your dad have to approve your swimsuit?
No, he didn't. Actually, every contestant, Applause and Rusty and Lori Hart, they provide our swimsuits for Miss Arkansas, which they're so generous to do that. So every contestant wears the same swimwear. And my dad is actually, it's not my dad that gets nervous about swimsuit, it's my mom.
Really?
My dad is such a fitness guru that he loves it. We work out together, he's all about that night. So this is probably his favorite night.
Yeah, we were talking at a basketball game earlier in the season. He was like, yeah, my alarm goes off, I go to the gym. He seems very dedicated to getting his workout on every day.
Extremely, extremely dedicated. He is one of the morning workout people, which I'm not. I would rather work out during the day. But he does. He gets up super early. He likes to get it in. So he's up and awake and ready for the rest of the day.
So this is a big week. Obviously, it's one of those weeks where you're going to make memories. I mean, you're making memories with friends and with colleagues. What's the most important thing to take out of Miss Arkansas Week?
Right. I think the biggest thing is to take the opportunities. You get so many opportunities, whether it's to prepare for the lifestyle and fitness portion where you're at the healthiest point in your life, or I get to dance. This is probably my last time to be able to dance on a stage. because I just graduate from Arkansas State, and so dance team is over for me now. But I think the biggest opportunity that you get is just the communication skills, whether that's in private interview, whether it's on stage question, or just talking to people throughout the week. You learn so many things about how to communicate with people from 3 years old all the way up until an 85-year-old veteran. So many communication skills that you learn throughout the week.
Miss Historic Batesville, Claudia Raffo, joins us on the phone this morning, live from Little Rock in Miss Arkansas. You mentioned three-year-olds. I've seen a bunch of contestants posting about young people that are down there to be a part of the pageant. Tell me what that's all about.
Okay, so we have a Diamond State Princess program. And I say princess, but there actually are a few princes as well. So they get to come the whole week. They do fun activities throughout Little Rock. Two nights ago, we had a pajama party with them. Yesterday, they had their arrival ceremony and their crowning ceremony. We'll also have a pizza party later on during the week, so they get to kind of interact. It's meant as a mentor program, and they also get to walk on stage during our evening gown portion with us. So it's just a fun way to kind of introduce children and parents to the Miss Arkansas Scholarship Pageant and have them be a little bit more familiar with it, and so they will have the opportunity to compete and to know just everything that goes on when they do get old enough.
So you mentioned the pizza party. Is this a pizza party where you actually eat, or you just look at the pizza?
Oh, no, I will be eating the pizza. I will definitely be eating the pizza.
So let's talk about your platform real quick, because I know it's something that you feel that's very close to your heart.
Yes. Okay, so my platform is actually New Life Saves Lives Umbilical Cord Donation, and it's meant to honor my grandmother, Harriet Holmes Raffo, who passed away when I was about 12, but 9 months earlier she had an experimental procedure using stem cells from umbilical cord blood. She wasn't able to find a donor she needed a bone marrow transplant. She wasn't able to find a donor from a person. So doctors in Florida wanted to try this experimental procedure on her, and it extended her life 9 months and extended her time with us. And she actually died from pneumonia, not her cancer, which is a great thing to say. And so now I've been through my years competing for Miss Arkansas. I just want to make it known throughout the state that it's free to donate your child's umbilical cord blood. We have a state mandated cord blood bank right here in Little Rock. And so why wouldn't you do that and potentially save a life?
Claudia Raffo joins us on the phone this morning. A lot going on with Miss Arkansas coming up this weekend. Before we wrap up the phone call with you, though, David has 5 questions with Claudia Raffo. Are you ready to play?
Are you ready?
I'm ready to play. Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Okay. David, the floor is yours now.
Here we go. All right. First question. I know we kind of talked about food a second ago. What is the first thing you plan to eat after the pageant is over?
Chocolate chip pizza from Pizza Inn.
Yes.
For the win. Yes.
My wife would totally agree with that.
Okay, so the next question, and I know you probably have to say baseball, but what would you say is your favorite sport besides baseball?
Besides baseball, I'll say basketball.
Okay. Okay. What was your first, or who was your first celebrity crush?
That's hard. Probably Liam Hemsworth.
Ooh, good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the last show you binged on Netflix?
Riverdale. I love Riverdale. Huge Riverdale fan.
Yep, that's a good show. And if we were to go through your phone right now, what music would surprise us the most?
I actually don't have I don't use Apple Music or anything, but I do have Pandora on my phone. I'm a huge Pandora person and probably the biggest Maroon 5 fan you'll ever meet in your life.
Oh, Maroon 5 is so good. Yeah. Very good choice.
So my wife would totally bond with Claudia on pizza, the chocolate chip pizza, and Adam Levine.
That's it.
Hey, best of luck to you, and your family's awesome, and we just appreciate you guys always supporting us, and we hope you have just a great week in Miss Arkansas.
Well, thank you all so much. It was so good to get to talk with y'all.
All right. See you later, Claudia.
Bye.
Right, Claudia Raffo, live from Little Rock, Miss Arkansas coverage, presented by United Home Insurance and Simply Auto, thanks to them, and also sponsored by Air Choice One.
Brandon, Kelly, and David. 870-935-KFINE.